Since Leader of the Commons Jack Straw asked Muslim women to reveal their faces whilst visiting his Blackburn surgery last month, the Islamic veil has been at the centre of a controversial debate on its place in British society. Senior politicians, including Tony Blair, have called it a barrier to integration, whilst many Muslim groups have argued that a woman has the right to wear what she wants. Our reporter Rick in Majithia has more.
For worshippers attending Friday prayers on the eve of this year's Eid celebrations, a sense of anxiety hangs in the air as British Muslims come under the public spotlight once again. Following calls for the veil, or niqab, to be removed, a fierce debate has broken out between some politicians and Muslim groups. Labour MP Anne Cryer has been one of the most vocal opponents of the veil, calling it unnecessary within both Britain and Islam.
Anything that stands in the way of greater cohesion and integration has to be questioned. And I think without doubt, the wearing of a black veil so that their face can't be seen is a step in the wrong direction. It's a message that says we're putting up a further barrier.
But Sheikh Salah al-Ansari, an imam at the London Central Mosque, says that whilst Muslims may have different beliefs about the veil, it is not for politicians to tell them what to do.
Niqab is not an issue of negotiation, especially by the politicians. It is a religious matter from A to Z. There should be no intervention. There should be no intervention from anybody about this matter. And we wouldn't like no restriction or limitation from anybody.
Mariam is a young Muslim from Nigeria who has recently started wearing the veil in public despite being insulted by some passers-by.
As I was coming to the mosque today, actually, I just got told, why don't they go back to their country, go back to where they come from. I ignore this all the time because it never stops, and I don't think it's going to stop by us opening our mouths and shouting sometimes. Sometimes you just got to let them see that we are decent members of this society and take it from there. Integration is about accepting everyone for what they are and who they are. So if I am a niqabi and you want me to integrate, part of that means that you have to accept me for who I am as well. And therefore, if you want me to accept you, you have to accept me too. You can't ask me to compromise who I am just so you can accept me. That has nothing to do with integration.
But Tory MP Derek Conway says that women like Mariam must adapt to modern society.
Just because someone seeks to cover themselves doesn't make them evil. But I think they must also understand that unless they're prepared to go some way to integration into British society, they should question why they're living in a society that has the standards we do. And this is no longer a medieval society. I don't believe following Islam is necessarily a medieval concept. I think there are some who follow Islam who want to make it a medieval concept of human life, but I don't think they're the majority.
As the Eid festivities take off in West London, many are still angry at Jack Straw's comments and feel that their community is being unfairly criticised.
Who are the British government to say what is integration and what isn't? Because if you're really having this debate, then I want to see the debate on all the Rastafarians with their dreadlocks touching the floor. I want to see the debate with the Sikhs and their beards and their things, yeah? I want to see the debate of Jewish people wearing skullback, of all these padres walking around with their long thing and their dog collars, yeah? But there isn't. If you pride yourself on multiculturalism, if you pride yourself on the fact that you're a melting pot for different cultures and races and people and languages, then stick to it. But you don't. You're a melting pot for everyone but Muslims. You're a melting pot for every view except the ones you don't like.
If this society believes in freedom, which it's claimed it does, then surely if I can go out on the street with piercings all over my face, tattoos, crazy hair and all transvestite clothing, then surely if this is tolerated and it's all expression, then surely if a person wants to wear something over their face, according to the ideology of this country, then they should be allowed to. Why are they saying, we feel intimidated by it? Isn't that double standard? Freedom is meant to be the case that everyone's free to do what they want, even if you don't like it. This just shows that it's actually really hypocrisy and freedom doesn't really exist.